George Orwell, in his book 1984, worried that Big Brother would put a camera in every room of every house of every citizen. He never guessed, and we didn't either, we'd put the camera up ourselves and throw our privacy in the trash bin of history. Big Brother, it turns out, isn't the government. It's us. Maybe if you got nothing left to hide, to paraphrase Dylan, you got nothing to lose. But I'm not as trusting, I guess, as the folks on Facebook or its kid founder, the guy we'll look back on who made our lives as public as a fishbowl. I do worry about Big Brother. If I was plastering telephone poles with Big Brother's face and his omniscient fascist eyes, I'd print the kid's sinister face. I got a Big Brother in my computer right now I can't figure out how to get out. Some corporate ghost that snuck in somehow and now pops up right here on my blog site and won't let me do, a word upload. Which is why you're getting this as an audio only. Most of us who got a computer can do a few simple tricks, but the real truth is, we're at the mercy of all the hackers and the virus saboteurs and the internet banditos. From malware to cookies, we got folks with every intention of invading our lives. Lives which more and more are digitized and obviously public. South End of cyberspace, let me tell you, is crammed full of neighbors who don't mind one bit or one byte whose property they're trespassing on.